Okay, welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Budget Workshop number one, Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall and via Zoom. So first on the agenda is the budget workshop for the Fire Marshal. Here we have Mr. William Call to represent. And do we have questions? Anybody, I guess, or do you have any comments you want to start with? Page two is the commentary.
Sure. Said change.
I'll start with a question.
Nope. Oh, there's no commentary on here, is there?
Building up. Difference between supplies and equipment? Like what falls under what category?
There's some equipment that we use, tools for, you know, testing things, you know, so that would fall under equipment.
Okay.
Supplies.
We buy fire prevention supplies.
Fire prevention stuff on it, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not asking for any increase at all.
No.
But with that, we're right at the tipping point. So long as we don't get a giant influx of building fires, we should be okay. We had a couple more this year than we had in the past couple of years. So that eats up some funds.
So just out of curiosity, how does something like the Dean Cabinetry fire compare to a house fire in terms of expenditure on your end?
Well, there's a lot more investigation for large scale commercial building like that. Call the state fire marshal's office right away because of the possible loss. It's a substantial loss. Or I call them right away for a fatality. They have all the tools and toys and equipment that we just can't afford. We just don't have. They can get into the labs a lot quicker than we can. You know, some house fires are easy. The last one we had, somebody put some ashes in a garbage can, put the garbage can outside, plastic garbage can outside next to the house. That was easy. There was a lot of investigation, but Birchmount Road, a single-family dwelling vacant, that took a little bit more time. We had to be a little bit creative. Talking to Jim, we actually had to have hire a board up agency, which they have since paid for that service, released a lien, so that's all good. We just had to do it.
So as far as expenses on your behalf for that particular fire, is there any additional expenses?
That particular fire, we had to hire an electrician.
Okay.
Just to, you know, I talked to Jim about it. It would be inappropriate to have you do it.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So we just hired a, you know, yeah, electrician that works for the town.
Yep.
He came out. We were there for a couple hours. He didn't charge as much.
You know, is there charges for the Dean Cabinet fire from the other fire departments that showed up?
No.
No. So
the only additional fees which were covered by the fire department in their budget were school buses for warming.
Mm-hmm.
Most the food that, I mean, that was a long duration fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So food was required. An opportunity to warm up was required. You know, Bill was there longer than I was, but I was there for probably 8 hours. And there, I think there was some food expenses again paid for by the fire department, but most of the food that we consumed
was donated.
Right.
All right. I appreciate the detail.
If I might interrupt for a moment, Bill, just to add some context for those of you who are new to this process. A few years ago, when I took over as fire marshal, we were non-compliant with regard to our meeting our statutory obligations for inspections. And I started moving us in that direction. Bill was my deputy at that point. And he took, you know, a strong lead in helping us get there. We devised a plan, which was to identify all of our inspectable properties. And I'm very proud of the work that's been done in the fire marshal's office. We are probably one of a handful of towns in the state that are 100% compliant with our statutory obligation to inspect properties. Now, different types of properties get inspected on a different frequency level. Like businesses are every 3 years, but places where people sleep, places where people drink alcohol or congregate are annually. And so there's a different, you know, schedule of inspections. And we thank the Board of Selectmen for having the foresight after the Bridgeport incident, where Bridgeport was found to be negligent for not following through in helping us fund this department appropriately so that we can be where we need to be without having liability.
And they've got lock boxes, which are
that was a program, you know, Bill and I talked about, but Bill really, you know, ushered in. So there are, I think, through two grants, we have now like 26, I think 26 Knox boxes for
senior Knox
boxes. Mostly for seniors, but if somebody, you know, had a physical disability and needed one, so this can hang over at somebody's door, and fire department through a special code has access to what's inside of it. And what's inside of it is usually some phone numbers and a key to the house so that the fire department can get in without breaking a door down. And that's been a very successful program between the fire marshal's office and senior and social services.
And he also does all the education for the schools.
Well, primarily the
elementary school. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The schools get inspected once a year. And periodically on evening during the school season, unexpectedly, because that's when there's a problem, it's going to be, I call John. It's like everywhere else, they don't build schools enough storage, so it ends up on hallways and walking egress and overflowing car, you know, closets and stuff like that. So,
this time of year, with book bags and boots and coats and hallways, that tends to be a problem.
Getting back to your question, Mr. Councilman, that senior Knox box, for an example, so if you have one on your property. When this program comes across the phone, it's going to indicate that there's a senior Knox box on the property.
Mm.
So the first responders know that they can gain access to the building. Because most seniors in Bolton live in single family dwellings, unlike other towns where they live in some sort of assisted living or senior housing. So that's why the program is so successful.
Any other questions?
Just one question I had to say. For like the hiring the electrician, should that need to be, you know, multiple complicated fires? Should that need, you know, by some circumstance, you know, with some frequency, where would that come out of the budget?
We had to move money.
Yeah, move money's around for it. Okay. It wasn't a lot of money.
We had to approve that.
Yeah.
It was like,
you had to approve, it was like $190, I think.
It was small.
Yeah. However, and you did approve the transfer.
However, I guess there's a new part-time billing official that teaches licensed electrician classes that he's...
Who hasn't started yet.
Hasn't started yet, but that's a good resource. Like I said, I'm not an electrician, and if there's questions over, you know, you eliminate things, process elimination, you know, first off, is it criminal, so on and so forth, electrical, and all these areas have to be covered during an investigation. It's good to have a licensed electrician. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I talk to Rodney about just things that, you know... So it doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll find the money for something like that. It just, and like I said, the state doesn't charge. And they provide a ton of service. So they, the fire in Brandy Street, we talked about it. Vacant house. There were a lot of questions. Called the state fire marshal's office and just send the pooch out. Send the arson dog out. So that's, he showed up with, the trooper showed up with Gracie, the arson dog, and basically eliminated the possibility of combustible liquids around the area where the fire started just by sniffing. And those dogs are 99%. They're fantastic. So, but that didn't cost anything. That's through the state.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anything? I'm good. Okay. So I think we're cleared to roam. So
thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're three.
Here, but just see the email I sent.
What's that?
You see the email I sent?
Yes. Congratulations. We had another poster contest winner.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
That's 3 years out of five. It's been great. Wow.
Is that for the Connecticut?
Yeah. Poster contest?
Yeah.
Well, county winner, fourth grader, I showed Jim the day the photos came. I said,
"He this said, is I, gonna be a winner. He said, I think this one's going to be a winner." And he was right. He
was greater. And sure enough.
Wow, you got the eye for fourth grade art.
That's awesome. I don't. What did this years ago. It's nice to stay out of it. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how many kids in the fourth and fifth grade and how far they get during this. They don't have a lot of time to put together fire prevention posters. When they're done with them, at a certain date, I bring them over to the senior center, and Carrie grabs them with her staff and hangs them up in the senior center. So she puts the fourth graders over here, the fifth graders over here, all with numbers.
Right, nobody knows who did what.
Right. So the seniors, it's up to all the seniors that come into the senior center, and they're the ones that are doing the judging.
They vote and choose what goes to the.
They always pick like a first and second. The biggest problem is this year was. I think Carrie didn't put up like seven posters because they automatically eliminate posters if there's any words misspelled. Oh. six or seven didn't make, but that's a great idea. It gives the seniors, you know, stakeholders in helping the town.
Yeah.
You know.
Very good. Okay. Now we have John Butramovich.
Said that so well.
I've heard it enough. And he's number 26 or 8. 26.
He's number one.
Number one.
The number on the page is 26, yes.
He's making a joke.
That was a funny rod.
It's kind of a joke.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out if
number one in our hearts.
Number 26 or 28.
That's number 26.
Okay. I think you need new glasses.
Yeah, I do too.
26 is the new one.
All right. So John's is usually a little trickier because he takes care of the pretty much the whole town proper buildings and grounds. He has a staff of how many? Five?
There's six of us all together.
Okay.
There's four maintainers, myself, and then a custodian. And then we have cemeteries, we have a part-timer, and then when the lake opens, there's four part-timers down there. Regular payroll went up for negotiating raises, and then longevity used to be in other payroll. We moved, Jill wanted me to move it over to regular, so that's why there's the 14,000 increase there. And that's why... other payroll went down a little bit. Part-time payroll, overtime, excuse me. Overtime, it just negotiated raises. Professional and educational training. We have to have asbestos training, training for the recycle center. That's where that money comes out of. Next big increase was repairs and maintenance services. And that's mostly for when we call in contractors to do repairs. Communications, I think we're going to be okay. We had a little bit higher cost at, or we, no, excuse me, we added cell phones. So that's why that one went up a little. Postage, we should be all right as long as we don't send out a bunch of mailings like last year. Repairs and maintenance, supplies. We won't have to buy beach sand this next year. We do that every 3 to 4 years. So that's a $3,000 that we can reallocate elsewhere in the department. Heating fuel prices of natural gas come down just enough. So we took a little money out of there. Electricity, I'm still getting used to the new rate. And then they came, I just got an email yesterday, there's a new tax being added to the supply side on per kilo, like 0.0072 kilowatt or something like that.
I think that's right.
So.
And we're currently at around 9 cents per kilowatt.
Right.
Kilowatt hour.
Yeah.
Yes, kilowatt hour.
Very good.
Medical expenses, that's for the lifeguards, and then for our shop, shouldn't have to change that. Uniforms, I went up $25 because I want to get our cemetery person a shirt. So
long sleeve.
long sleeve for her, yeah. And then equipment, that's where we buy our small string trimmers, chainsaws, the copiers for the firehouse and the library came out of that. I think we're going to be replacing town clerks next year. So that's where that would come out of. And dues and fees, those are associations we belong to. The Tree Wards Association and Naked School Buildings and Grounds Association.
John, on the repairs and maintenance, is there are there specific items or general initiatives that are warranting the increase there? Is there any reason we can't try to be flat there?
How do I put this? Last year we transferred in $35,000. This year I'm probably going to be looking to move money around.
From the town budget? From the Jim's budget?
Last year I was able to move it around out of my internal payroll because we had the people that weren't, we lost someone mm-hmm. halfway through the year, so I was able to move it. So that one's historically low. Underfunded.
Okay.
So I'm hesitant to.
So I'm detailing next
page. Well, oh, okay. I'm looking at like a couple of these that the unaudited actuals from 24, 25 are lower than the requests for either the last 2 years.
For which one?
Like just for an example, repairs and maintenance supplies, heating fuel, and then equipment. Would we be able to, just on paper, if those actuals end up being lower than what you've requested? Can we, you know, anticipate that and kind of shift up so that we can, you know, account for some of that extra versus like just make it look on paper like we're actually accounting for where we think we're
going. I wouldn't move things around too much. You're seeing a very small window.
Mm-hmm.
The last 3 years we've had employee
stuff
changes.
Yeah,
I guess is the best way to put it. So. We didn't have the manpower to do the work that we had planned.
Okay.
So I'd be hesitant to move things around historically.
Well, that answers my other question then, too.
The only one is heating fuel. That's
depends on the year.
Exactly.
Now, the next three pages are all the detail on. Okay.
Yeah, good job on all this detail.
Yeah, I appreciate the,
and
the just, extra packet.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
A question I had too is looking on the unaudited actual expenditures as well for repairs and maintenance services. There, what was the $22,000 difference between the adopted and the unaudited expenditures? What happened?
Let's see. Last year we lost the central air at the center at the air park. We had
the boiler at the troopers.
At the troopers. We had the fire department go through their door twice. So there's unexpected that we came up. We had the money from payroll that we were able to move down to cover that.
Thank you.
Is that?
Yes, thank you. Know.
Is there any other questions for John?
Goal to add subtract sheets. I don't like those. That's why I give you the other stuff.
So if nobody has any more questions for John, there's something here that we should talk about.
Sounds like we're ready.
John has shared with me that February 5th, 2027, he will be retiring. And one of the, that may have an impact on this budget cycle. So one of the plans of the previous boards of selectmen has been when the opportunity arises to hire a director for the Buildings and Grounds Department as well as the Highway Department. I think given circumstances, the timing is probably something that we should consider. You know, John and I can do a bit of an analysis for the board if you'd like. We can figure out what that would look like. We can figure out what kind of financial impact that will have. But I think it is something that we need to strongly consider and potentially move in that direction.
So just for clarification purposes, for the director position, that would be like basically John's current role would turn into that director position, or would
so what he, I he backfill yeah, what I would envision is John's current role would no longer be okay. needed, and we would just not fill that role, and we would have a director, and we would have to elevate somebody within John's department to be a working foreman, which would be essentially the equal to AJ. Would that have an impact for the schools? Would they also need to elevate somebody to a working foreman's position?
Probably. I just don't know who they would over there.
And then that
the current crew they have.
Director would oversee buildings and grounds and highway.
And it would provide some much needed help also to help the selectman's office with project management and other things.
Be a buffer zone, kind of.
Right. So you had mentioned impact on the budget cycle. Does it have an impact on what we're seeing here, or would it impact something else?
I didn't put numbers in there for who.
Right. So, John and I will have to do a little bit of an I suspect that there will be some impact to the payroll area, but probably not. We haven't had this discussed. This is pretty new, hot off the press information. John recently met with his financial advisor and he shared with me this.
Preemptive congratulations. Oh,
thank you. What better way to announce it than to the town on the court?
We did have a conversation and he said that it was safe to talk about.
Well deserved.
He's here for the duration and he's going to give 125%, which he normally does every day. You know, this is a guy that shows up every day between 4 and 4:30 in the morning to go to work.
Is your gut that it's going to be net increase in the budget, net decrease, or about flat? Because you're eliminating the position, but you're elevating and then you're adding a position.
So I think it's going to be a slight increase. I don't think it's going to be tremendous.
It's going to be 200,000.
But it's going to have noticeable impacts in town if you have people of a higher position, people with higher positions overseeing the each department, and then someone overseeing those three.
Yes.
But with any luck, they could also overlook some smaller projects, grant projects, mm-hmm. or whatever, and take the heat off of the administrator's
I will tell you that it will help the selectman's office.
Is that kind of synonymous with like a public works director, or is it different?
Similar.
Yeah.
Many times public work directors also are buildings and grounds directors. They typically, gotcha. In many towns, they do both.
So hearing that, are you thinking then that this person may also be able to help in like what we were talking about yesterday with the area at 6 and 44, getting additional infrastructure in there?
Grants and stuff?
Yeah, well, between grants and just organization of those projects.
So that would be a state project, okay. But they certainly could be, depending on their area and level of expertise, that may be something that appropriately they're involved in.
Sorry to see you go, man.
But you deserve it. They'd be a great help on some of the smaller projects.
The construction projects that we have, having somebody in that position. I mean, John helps me some now when he can, but he's spread pretty thin because he's still a working supervisor. He gets his hands dirty. He's out there plowing, when he needs to. So it's going to be a shift. It's going to be a change. But I think it's appropriate in time. We considered it when Lance Dimmick retired from the highway department. It just, we did not feel that it was the appropriate timing. I do think that upon John's retirement, it is the appropriate timing.
When Lance was retiring, I had just started to take over the school part of it, and to do that and then that at the same time.
It was too much.
I would have killed somebody.
Yeah.
Is the school had their own supervisor. So there was three people, the highway buildings and the school. So those two got combined, and John was willing to take it.
Right. When the supervisor for the facilities at the school retired, we consolidated positions and made John a townwide facilities director. And that happened with Sandy and I. I was interim town administrator at that point, and Sandy was then first selectman.
And it would help with AJ's job as well, who's not retired. So.
He's not going.
Not yet, anyway.
Maybe someday, huh, AJ?
Yeah, someday. That's for sure. Eventually.
So with that being brought up and briefly discussed, are there any other questions?
John and I will work on the analysis, and we'll bring it back to you during this budget.
Sorry. Okay, because that's what my comment was going to be.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, we'll bring it back to you so that you can look at it.
Right. And then in that analysis too, you kind of look at a market rate too.
Yes, we will do a salary. We will look at the salary survey for that kind of position.
Thank you.
I don't think we're going to be too far off from where John's current pay rate is, but we'll have to see.
It probably will change whoever you elevate.
The bigger change will be whoever gets elevated potentially within your department.
You have to bring it up to the rest of the supervisors.
So it's not necessarily a working director position.
He won't have time to.
He won't have time.
Yeah, that's so. There would be. We'd have to hire another replacement for.
I don't think so.
I think what you're going to have to start thinking about,
just because of all the projects going on.
Well, because of the infrastructure we've
added.
Yeah.
So you might be adding another person in the department, another laborer. I mean, come summertime, we're flat out.
Right.
And then you add another trail, another soccer field.
We feel like John and I have had this discussion. We feel like we're okay this year, but next year we're either going to be probably either looking for more summer help or just another.
I would lean towards that.
Another
long position's a great position.
What's that?
That summer position's a great position.
Did you do it sometime?
Why don't I remember you?
13 years ago.
My memory. This is another reason why I'm retired. I probably called you kid all the time, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I don't learn people's names. But
well, you remember that. You acknowledge it, so
yeah.
You're good.
Remember the kid.
Huh? Yeah,
he's a good kid.
So yeah, it is a good. In all seriousness, it is a good position and good opportunity, both for the department and for the students. That
and we encourage young men and young women from town to apply. I mean, we love to see it when it's a local that gets a job.
We've been lucky with the Doobie family the last.
I don't know what we're doing with that.
Seriously, that they have been our summer help for the last 4 years or so.
Three of them at Indian Notch, right?
Yeah.
The father, the daughter, and the son.
Yeah. The year before that was two sons and the father and the daughter. Or the whole staff were Doobies. And the other one is a cousin.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or was a cousin. We lucked out. And having Brian there has been real helpful for us. It used to be that one of us would have to work the weekends, which always sucked. But it takes away for us doing work in town.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Work.
With Brian
there.
Right. So a couple of years ago, we elevated his pay and sort of made a new, lead position there. He's fulfilled it very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'm embarrassed. You know that?
No.
Right. Not physical, kid.
No, I don't remember him. That's the bad part.
Well, go back
in your old videos.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
All right. Next, we have Alexander J. Golden, also known as AJ.
Sir.
Who was a highway department supervisor.
All right. So we have for our payroll, we have a minor increase there just for our you know, the new contract coming out for the maintainers, and then they all have, you know, I think a 3% increase, and then there's also the longevity payments in there, so that's just, you know,
kind of. We have one employee that it is or has gone from 90% pay to 100% pay, right?
That's right. Yep.
And also plays a part in that.
Yep. And then we took our other payroll and we that's where we moved it into, so we have nothing for a seasonal employee. But
where did we put the seasonal money?
Into
payroll.
Payroll.
So that's just going to be a gone category next year or something?
Payroll?
Yeah, we don't need to punish. So that was a vision of the previous highway supervisor who wanted to be able to hire some summer help and never did. And a bit of it, AJ took money out of it last year because it was originally $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, in order to keep a flat budget last year, he took money out of that last year and has removed the balance of it this year because he doesn't feel that there's a need or has the intention to hire somebody.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's different with some of the work we do.
You're too specialized.
Yeah.
And you're operating heavy equipment, and it's very different than John's department.
It's not just a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. So then overtime was adjusted as well. Similar rate just for the, you know, increases in pay. And then our next... Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, tree trimming. So, yeah, we took 3,000 out of there. And that's just because, like, for 6 or 8 weeks this year, Eversource had 4 crews in town opening up all the power lines. And then that's on top of our normal, you know, regularly scheduled tree trimming that we do throughout the year. So we're pretty well caught up.
How are we doing with the dead ash trees? You feel like we're, like, reasonably caught up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know for a couple of years that we had to add money to that category because of the ash trees.
Yes, yeah. No, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, we have a few, there's definitely a few left around, but for the most part, we're in pretty good shape. I mean, we've gotten most of what we've been cutting recently have been a lot of white oak, you know. Yeah.
So this is all town property on roadways and yep. parks and or just roadways.
Parks come out of John's budget.
Okay. Yeah.
But the usually along the edges of roadways are AJ's jurisdiction.
Anywhere in the right of way, pretty much. And a couple other spots maybe that aren't, but they're sight line issues. That we trimmed. Just from what I can remember, we're pretty square down through to our uniforms and supplies where I added. Oh,
could go back to road sweeping. Weren't we having issues with road sweeping guys?
Yes. It's
whatever they wanted.
Not necessarily that. Just it's more of the availability. Yeah, you know, most towns have gone away from sand, and so they don't really have as much need, I think, for sweeping as, you know, as they used to. And also a lot of companies have kind of gone by the wayside.
And you're comfortable with staying flat?
So we're using NIP fund money to cover the balance. It's usually around $12,000 to $15,000 for street sweeping.
Yep.
But we get a significant amount of money from the NIP tax. And
yep.
This is an acceptable use of the NIP tax money.
The
minis?
Yeah.
Ones that you see on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It's an acronym for NIPPER.
There's a tax on those NIPPERs.
And the state reallocates it based on where they're purchased.
Correct. And interestingly enough, The package stores in this town sell approximately 600 a day.
It's unbelievable.
You gotta buy more.
And again, they all end up in my yard. You probably saw them when you were there. Right?
That's crazy.
Sounds like we need another state trooper.
So it's an amazing number.
And how many liquor stores do we have in town?
So four, right?
Four?
Yeah.
Three or four.
Oh my God.
And yeah. if you look at the roadways near those liquor
places,
how much what's the tax for? It's like almost 10 cents.
It's like it's small. It's like 1% of the
But it's enough to cover the balance of our street sweeping.
And all right, how many package stores is that? Three?
Three.
Yeah, three.
So they're selling 200 a piece a day.
All right.
So then hypothetically, in the event that this tax were to end or whatever, and we were not to collect the funding, we would just have to reallocate within this budget?
That's correct.
Previously, we had
all of a sudden the money dried up.
Right.
I remember we had to go to bid for that, and it was always, you had a bid waiver because there was only one or two that would do it, and one would respond.
AJ and I have already had discussions about street sweeping. He's working on trying to find somebody. And part of the problem was last year, we did get somebody, but it was May, and we really need street sweeping early in April.
Yeah, and that was scheduled in January, you know. So,
and 1 year we had a company that just went out of business and didn't even show up and tell us or anything. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago,
you know, AJ and I have had conversations about doing it in house, but that ties up his entire crew for at least a week or 10 days.
Yeah,
would you then rent the sweeper?
Yes.
And it's $10,000 a month for a sweeper to rent. And that's, you know, that's a brand new machine. It's right from Chadwick Burroughs in South Windsor. But
what's your projected timeline to finish the town? How many hours?
Oh, I think it normally takes about 2 weeks, you know, about 10 working days. Yeah.
So they it takes you away from other stuff.
It does, right. So but
if it's being
that's
your department. So with this 5,000 or whatever it ends up being, they supply the sweeper and we supply the dump trucks, right?
Yep.
So we have to follow them around either way.
So we're using a water truck and a dump truck. So we've got two people tied up rather than the entire crew tied up.
Yeah. So I mean it's that's not the end of what it costs to sweep, but it costs us 2 weeks of labor.
Yeah.
So we sell 600 nips and 200 coffees a day. We sell more nips and we can erase this whole decline stuff.
Yeah.
Should be. So you're right, though. If the state decided to do something else with the nip money, we'd be up to creek on that line item.
Well, then we could just get a littering fee and start charging for that, put some cameras in the yards. And
so anyways.
Well, 1 year week of pay is $6,000, so that's about a wash. Too.
Well, yeah, I mean the 5,000 that's in there would cover us. I mean, if we were to rent, you know, say like you said, that money magically went away, I guess, you know.
But then they're not doing
there's something else that they're not doing.
No, right, exactly.
No,
yeah.
Right, no.
Yeah. I was just saying, you know, worst case scenario.
So it sounds like that's taken care of. So the uniforms and supplies, you said iBiz is.
Yeah, yes. Yep. I wanted to get renew our PPE, you know, vests and I've already started with hard hats, but a lot of the stuff that we have, you know, is either, you know, it expires actually, you know, sounds crazy, but the hard hats do expire. And so, I mean, really, I'd like to get some stuff where we have the town seal and everyone's, you know, uniform and sharp and, you know, high contrast. It is very important, you know. It's our last kind of our last line of defense, you know, in the street. But yeah, that's that. And then my equipment line. So yeah, I wanted to get a hopper broom for our skid steer attachment. So that way we have the ability to, you know, sweep on a smaller scale, like for we're working in the road, or say if we're, you know, we mill a road on a Friday and then they're not going to pave until Monday, you know, that Monday morning before they pave, we would be able to go and sweep the, you know, section of road that we've milled up or whatever the case is. But, you know, having that attachment for
what would that attach to?
Our skid steer.
Is that a shared piece of equipment
that you could
share with John?
I would say, doesn't John have one of those? Like the broom attachment?
He has like a I guess it's called it basically it sweeps and pushes, you know, everything. This collects.
Okay.
So this collects this actually sweeps the ops away. So as you're driving, yeah, they're great.
Yep.
And it's got a dust suppression
All
you
right.
know, tank. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was gonna be my question is would it be more cost efficient to rent? Like how frequency of use and cheaper to rent?
I guess, you know, it could be, but I think that I think having the ability to kind of use it anytime, having it is really important. I'm thinking before road races, before, you know, the town events in the center, you know, we'd be able to run it around really quick.
What's
And
the total investment for that?
it's like $9,500.
And when you rent equipment now, right? So let's say that you were going to rent a room.
Yep.
What kind of time does it take to go get it, bring it back, install it, use
And
it, and then bring it back?
it's tricky with certain things with attachment, renting attachments, but you know, I mean, it takes a couple hours to get it. I mean, and then to hook it up, and when you're getting something that's not necessarily not yours, you know, it takes a little time to figure it out. But I mean, it's not anything super complicated where, you know, where we couldn't do that. You know, I think it's last time I looked, I think it's maybe I think it's $700 a week to rent.
Sure, but I mean, $700. I think that would be the couple hours that he's talking about, you know, of the installation and changeover. So,
Yeah.
yeah, definitely have to think about what that cost is as well.
It's definitely worth owning
Yeah.
something like that versus renting. But I think we can probably find one used
Yeah.
for a lot. I bought one for $2,000
Yes.
3 years ago. It's awesome.
That would be, yeah, I would,
84
absolutely.
inches wide.
Yes, that's exactly what I was looking
We bought
at.
it for one job
Yeah.
and
That's great.
use it all the time. Jim, as an administrator with experience in this, is this typically something that would be in a Kappa or
It's
because it's
too
smaller,
small.
small
We got
size?
to be a 10,000 or
So
above.
this is just a kind of discretionary
This is equipment budget.
equipment for the highway department
Yeah.
to decide on. Okay.
I think it's something that makes sense to include. Potentially, we could shrink the number just a little bit, just based on experience with buying a used one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So, do we do that now? The shrinking?
You can, or you can deliberate after you've seen all the budgets and figure out where you're at and make some decisions at that point.
We just want to note that we can
To be
kind of.
clear, we wish we could do everything all the time, but
Yeah.
you know, we had six referendums last year, so
Yeah,
we have to be
no,
as careful as possible,
absolutely.
be responsible,
Yeah, no, absolutely.
be creative.
And maybe in the meantime, AJ, you want to do some research on used ones,
Yeah,
you know,
thanks.
just so if we have to have you back and talk about making
Yeah.
some changes to your budget, you're prepared to throw out what maybe is an average reasonable cost.
Yeah, I have a couple of saved right now used ones that I found recently. But same thing for one was 4,300. One again I'm sure they're even less. But yeah, the one last one I was looking at it was basically brand new, 84 inch with the water tank and the curb brush, and yeah, it was like $4,300. Somebody had, you know, purchased it. Again, this is on, you know, Facebook Marketplace, so I don't know exactly if we can, you know, purchase, you know, stuff out there, but that's just the representation of
But you can
kind of
check
the
out
cost.
W.I. Clark and
Yeah.
a lot of the, you know, just keep your eyes open and
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, that way, if we have to shrink the number, you've got, you know, we can have some reasonable comfort that's something that maybe we can afford.
Yeah,
I think it's worthwhile to have one.
Yeah. Sounds like it's one of those things that once you have it, you use it.
Saves a ton of time. And that's one of those things that renting is just by the time you rent it 10 times a year, it's like such a waste.
You
It's
could
just
have paid
better to
for
own it.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And
No,
there's very little maintenance on it.
and I suspect the one that the building department has pushes and creates
Yeah,
dust, so
yeah.
they would want to borrow it as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Right.
I
So
mean,
that's it. That's
it would be huge. I
yes.
was talking to John about that actually a couple of weeks ago, saying the same thing. You get buzzed through the parking lot with that really quick.
It
It's
sounds like it's a
basically.
worthwhile thing. We'll just figure out the best way to
Well,
do it.
it could be used at the schools as well,
Yep.
not
Not
Yeah.
just on, you know,
It's
town
less
proper
dust and
property, but
dirt kicking up
also.
on people's cars
And
that,
right.
like, the, you know, in between snowstorms, if it doesn't snow for a month,
We could
the
clean up
parking
some.
lot out
Yeah,
here is a mess.
it
You could
is.
just run it around there for
Yeah. 30 minutes and clean up the parking lot, several times a winter.
Oh,
So
yeah.
waiting till April to.
That's it. That's my thought.
A question I had back on payroll too, looking at unaudited actual expenditures vis-a-vis this year's request, that's about like a 70K difference. What is that delta?
So we were without full staff for a good portion of last year. So I think that's where that number, shrunk so much.
I would agree with that.
So down one FTE.
Yeah, for a good portion of the year.
Partial FTE.
Partial FTE.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All of the employees that work at the highway department are full-time employees.
Barely.
And we had one FTE that was not filled for a good portion of the year. So that would explain that difference. And that individual does not get hired at 100% of the pay. It gets, is it 90, is it 90% and then goes to 95 and then 100%?
Yep.
And we will hit that 100% in this pay. And I will say that I questioned some of AJ's numbers here, and I asked him to go with sit down with our payroll person, and there was some adjustment, but this is an accurate number based on the actual number of pay periods, longevity pay, and all of that stuff as done by
Lisa.
our payroll
Yeah.
staff.
The increase.
What was, yeah, what was, where were the discrepancies that you found?
Material.
So I thought, so when I looked at this, I looked at the 4%. I'm like, how can it be 4%? Because how can we be going off 4%? Because
We're at 3%.
AJ's contractual increase is 2.75%. The other group is 3%. But part of it is the fact that there is two contracts and we've got an employee that is going to 100% pay. I think we hadn't budgeted for 100% pay in the year before. It was probably at 90 or 95%. And so that is what caught my eye. And I said to AJ, can you go back and look at this with Lisa? And so that's exactly what he did. And it came down a little bit,
About two, yeah,
$3,000.
about 2,000, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It, so
That's
it came down a little bit from
payroll's
his original
4%.
number.
Went up 4%.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I see that.
So
Right.
that's what caught my eye, Bryce.
And then, like, just more of a fundamental question too. Where do we incorporate fringe?
Fringe.
Fringe is in the finance budget.
Okay, so the entirety of the town's
It
fringe sits in the
is in
fund.
finance, yeah.
We'll see that.
Well, because
Okay.
the health insurance is one lump sum, for example.
Right, health insurance, retirement benefits, and everything. Right.
Yeah.
Right, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's not as
When I
deep.
report salaries at work, I
Right,
include salaries and fringe on that as the bottom line. So we split it out as.
It's
Not
put
healthy.
on into a different budget.
Right, which then makes it kind of difficult too, because of our different contracts, everyone has a different fringe rate as well, which it almost.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean,
There's going to be some, like, 5%
well,
difference between
some,
them
I mean,
all.
some of it is, so some of it is based on, what insurance they take. Are they single? Are they, two people? Or are they a family? But for largely the rest of it's very close. But yes, it does vary a little bit from contract to contract. And so yes, it's not easy to break out per department.
Some get shoes, some don't.
It's not the shoes I'm worried about, it would be the retirement benefits. Thank you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And so then I guess our next right here, we got road repairs, and that went up a small percentage, but I mean it's just a cost of material and trucking increase. And that's we gave $100,000 back last year. So I'll be at a very similar rate, just to my minor increase just for cost of materials.
Which I will tell you, I'm concerned about because the cost of road repairs, it's not decreasing, it's going up. And the amount of money we get from Town Aid Road is not enough to replace what we've, you know, removed over the last couple of years. So we're okay this year. We have around $500,000 sort of saved up in Town Aid Road money, but we don't get $500,000 a year. We only get about $100,000 a year.
Well, sometimes things pop up that we use that for.
We use that project this year. That's correct. We did. So, you know, so we have to. This town does a very good job of keeping its road maintenance and repairs on a very good schedule, and if we fall behind on that, we'll never get it back. So. Mm-hmm. We're good this year. You know, I asked AJ to increase it a little bit. He did. You know, we're at a comfort level, but I think this is something we want to keep an eye on in the future, and not, we don't want to be losing ground there. Because again, I think if we lose ground, we'll never make it up.
Where was the major repair?
Was it the?
So what was that?
I'm sorry. Maybe.
What we ended up doing is we really needed a town hall parking lot. Okay. It had been pulled off for years and years and years, and it was bordering on being unsafe. And so we discussed it at length. And what we did was we used money out of this line item in the town budget, out of town money, and we replaced it with Town Aid Road money. To do projects that we had planned on town streets, because Town Aid Road money can't be used off the road. So we couldn't use Town Aid Road money for the parking lot.
Okay.
So what we did was we used money out of this budget, which was perfectly acceptable, to take care of the town hall parking lot, and then replaced it with Town Aid Road money. But we've had other things, right? I mean, we had a few years back, we had a failure of some, I think it was metal piping under Enrico Road. And we ended up using Town Aid Road money to go in and reline those with cure-in-place fiberglass lining, which saved us a ton of money.
It's a cool thing.
The other thing we did was we used Town Aid Road money to take care of a serious drainage issue up at the end of Valerie Drive.
Yep.
As part of the High Ridge Farm, there was some collapsed pipe there. And so we spent around $142,000 out of Town Aid Road money to undertake that project.
And so that might start explaining some of my next question too. Looking at the unaudited expenditures, it's, you know, $389,000. And this year's request being $250,000, is that $139,000 or whatever part of... Was that either money recovered in a transfer, or was that?
I don't remember whether it was a transfer. So we wouldn't account for Town Aid Road money in here. So it had to be money that we moved into that space.
So then looking at this budget too, without previous years audited, is this $250,000 practically low?
If we didn't have Town Aid Road money, yes. That's why I'm calling attention to it. I want the board to really be thinking about this, so that we're not, you know, we don't want to be in trouble.
Is there a more practical number that we should be considering?
It sounds like, if I could paraphrase, maybe if the Town Aid savings decreases to an uncomfortable level, right, next year, then we would consider bringing this budget back up, maybe. Because it sounds like you have like $500,000.
So,
I want the board to be aware, you know, you guys are also going to be sitting here again next year.
I guess the part we don't know is what projects are planned for this year to consume.
Yeah. So that was going to be my next question.
That's where you're.
Is the money that you put on that line item sufficient for the road repairs that you have planned for next year?
If we use some Town Aid Road money, and we'll get another $90,000 or $100,000 in Town Aid Road money next fiscal year. So AJ and I discussed this, and we have a comfort level with this number. I just want us to think about not just this year, but the future, which is why I wanted to, you know, call it out and have the discussion.
What is the criteria or protocol for paving roads? Do we have like
How is a schedule? How is that determined? Because I see roads get paved that, in my opinion, seemingly don't need to be paved.
So I'm gonna let AJ. I mean, AJ is more of an expert than I am. So AJ inherited a road maintenance.
Yeah, schedule. Is there like a? I know Lance was pretty particular about.
Yeah. No, but yes, there is a schedule. Yeah, and we went through that, and then now we have. We have roads lined up for this year to do as well.
Okay. So are different roads on different time schedules based on
So I have a chart. Yep, exactly.
And usage and
When was the last time they were done with curb, without curb, catch basin tops, without tops, and so I have a full chart. I could provide it. I'd definitely give you.
I'd be curious to see that.
I mean, I think that'd be good. The other thing is, AJ and I have discussed this. We haven't really moved forward with it yet, but we're talking about a project where we actually hire a specialist company to come in, and they actually drive the roads with
compactor testers.
They're different instruments that measure different things on the road, and they will help us truly develop a more scientific, road maintenance schedule.
Because different roads were built at different times with different specs.
Well, and we also,
different usages.
We also we also know that certain roads that were built by certain developers have less chance of long-term survival based on what's under them.
Yeah.
Other roads were built better than others.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that some roads maybe don't appear to be worn out, but when you drive down them, it feels like you're driving on a washboard. Mm-hmm. Those are roads that have horrible bases.
Right.
And you'll find that, there's maybe 3 or 4 inches of base in the middle of the road, but there's nothing by the time you get to the edge of the road, which makes some of our projects more expensive. So, one of the roads that AJ did last year was Rocco Road, and that was a full reclaim. And what they found under that road was not much base. Yeah. It was really terrible. We also were able to take care of a seepage problem.
So how did that pass then?
We had a different engineering team that did not look as carefully at roads.
So had that road been done before, or was that original to the neighborhood?
I think it was original.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would have been about the same time that they screwed up the well in my yard. Mather knows quite well.
Yeah.
Because he came and regraded part of it.
So I don't know, maybe that's more information than you wanted, but hopefully it helps answer the question.
It's not surprising, but
more the better.
Well, you hate to get too far into the weeds. It's kind of like their job to keep track of that. It's nice to know, but
as it pertains to this, in my mind, like if you've got a chart of all the roads in town and each road has a cost to reclaim, right, repave, curb, whatever.
Just by its length.
Service interval. Right. This budget, you could pick, certain. It seems to me that this number would change drastically year to year based on what roads come up for their.
Now we know we can justify it to town.
Right. So we're trying to do about the same length.
Try to keep it even.
Right. So what are we doing? About a mile a year?
Well, yeah. So maybe a little more. Like this past year, we did
a portion of French Road.
Yeah, and that was about a mile.
That was about a mile in itself.
And that was about $250,000,
$260,000. So it's $260,000 per mile.
Per mile, yeah. And that's just mill and overlay. And that was that's not full length curb on both sides. It's just, only certain spots of curb.
You guys do the catch basins yourself.
Yes. There were no catch basins though on that section.
That was fortunate.
Yeah. But the precast is not all that expensive,
What, so, $600 a piece?
Yeah. So roughly right around there. Yep. Yeah, depending on the type, but
takes a day for a couple guys to replace one.
Depends on the condition of the base.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you got to parge them up and reseal everything. And a lot of them that we've come across, I'd say about 90 or 95% are unsealed. A lot of them. I mean, So
every once in a while, you find one you've got to start at the bottom and do the whole thing.
Yeah. So it's, you know, but that's all kind of as you go, you know, you find out. I mean, you know, you assess ahead of time. I figure out what I need for parts and I'll go through the road and kind of get a good idea, obviously, you know, as good as you can. And then,
what do we have? 40 miles?
44.
44?
Yep.
Good guess,
Rod.
NFL.
Yeah.
I've heard it before. I sometimes pay attention to these stats.
I guess, you know, the reason for my question is that, you know, it is overall, it's a lot of money. So it makes sense to scrutinize it as much as possible. And I'm not saying it hasn't been. I'm just me not knowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I can totally agree.
It adds up to a lot of money. So, it would make sense to try to be as efficient as possible in the protocol of deciding what gets done and when.
Yeah.
And well, in addition to that, transparent to say that this is the schedule. So if we go from 250 the last 2 years and we need to go to 390, it's because this specific road
is longer,
is or bad.
You can point to it. And
yeah.
Well, the good news is we can also do sections, right? So French Road, we did a section.
Yep. It was broken into two sections.
There's got to be an economy of scale of when you have vehicles there, it is dramatically cheaper.
So the other thing we try to do is schedule the projects back to back so that they're not going somewhere else and then coming back.
Because
we pay for that mobilization and demobilization.
For sure.
Right.
Which would be a considerable component.
Right. Yeah. So we try to, you know, AJ has already identified what his roads are for next year and is already planning that. And so typically what he does is he tries to schedule that. You may have you already scheduled?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Anthony. Right. So Anthony Road, I think, is the first one to be done next
year. Yeah, Alexis. Yeah.
Alexis. Sorry.
Okay. No, Anthony was just done.
Right. Sorry. I meant Alexis.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for the correction. Yeah, Alexis will be the next one to be done. And so, you know, he already knows what he needs to order and he knows what's going to happen after that. So the goal is are you doing more than that in the spring or?
Yeah, I think we're just going to do that.
Just that.
Just that because
we've got other.
This fall is, yeah.
And we did a lot this year.
We did a lot this year, yeah. So basically Town Aid Road more or less will just about cover Alexis or close to, you know, most of it because, I did a mile plus I did, let's see, we did.
Was it Meadow last year?
Meadow. Yep, Meadow. We did Meadow, French, and the Town Hall parking lot. Jesus.
Brandy last year, the year before.
And then Rocco was actually paid out of the previous fiscal year.
Supervisor when Brandy was.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah. And I did the line striping on Brandy this year. Yeah. That's where the new lines got added.
And
yeah.
Lux.
Yeah. And Lux. That's right. We did Lux Way and Walden Way as well. So and that was the end of
And there was a lot of curbing work.
Yes. Year. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then too, because driving around town, you see a good amount of busted curb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes out of this budget then too.
Yes.
Yep.
Talking about the one that you saw on your way here.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Right. And I've lost the battle with a plow.
Yep. Yep.
And luckily it's right near Alexis.
Yeah.
So
well the one on Alexis, you can tell why it's gotta be done, you know.
Is that a curb on both sides?
Yeah. Curb on both sides all the way down. Yep. And that the cul-de-sac down there is in
End of that road
it's abysmal.
Yeah. I mean, especially now in the winter when you go going down it, it's serious.
Well, you can tell it was paved in two different sections too, because that all of a sudden halfway down that hill it gets up. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
So our other option is to save up $11.5 million and do the whole town all at once.
Maybe we can get a donor.
The one thing that you don't want to do, and some towns do this, and you don't want to be bonding for doing roads. That is a huge mistake, I think.
Yes.
And towns do it, and there are other towns that only do what they can afford with Town Aid Road, and their roads are in abysmal condition.
Yeah.
We Lance and his predecessor did a tremendous job taking care of our roads, and that's not if we lose that, we're again, I think you'll never get caught up.
No, I will say too, I was saying earlier that I moved to town 3 years ago, and I was one of the things I was, and I'm a cyclist, and one of the things I was impressed with is how awesome our roads are to ride on. So yeah, kudos and thank you
for that. Oh, awesome. Yeah, great.
Any other questions for AJ?
Sure.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. That concludes our meeting for the evening. Unless there's something anybody else cares to discuss about these three budgets. It's only another 20 more to go. So,
do you want us to take these or leave them there?
You're welcome to leave them here if you like. You know, have your name on them. We'll store them in the office, bring them out for the next meeting. You'll get emailed, you know, the material for the next meeting, and there'll be hard copies in there for you when you come back for the next meeting.
Next Tuesday is our next one?
I believe that's accurate.
Thank you, AJ.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, AJ.
Good night.
Any news on snow tonight?
I'm going to go check right now. We'll see what it looks like. We're supposed to be getting half an inch to an inch.
I guess we don't have to adjourn, do we?
You should. I know it's not
a motion. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second.
Okay, that was everybody.
Bryce made the motion. Tim seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you,
and
everybody.
Gwen and Bob are still absent.
Bob, I just looked at my email.
Good night, everybody.
He couldn't find the link.
Oh, no.